G'day leaders. Do you fear judgment? In this podcast, we talk about judgment and how it impacts human beings. We talk about a new way of looking at it, that people aren't judging you, they're judging themselves through you. An interesting concept to get your head around. We also talk about fashion and how we're not actually buying fashion, we're buying confidence and many more aspects of removing the fear of judgment. Enjoy.
Why did it count backwards? I know that we're now recording.
What? Hello, Captain.
Oh, what do I...
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. So, leadership, life, and everything else.
Yeah.
And we're live.
You're just trying to slip that in there. You know we're recording.
Yeah, you didn't notice it, did you? How are life?
We're recording.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I like your fashion today.
Ah, but I don't dress for fashion. I dress for confidence.
Yes.
It's who I want to be, who I want to turn up as is how I dress.
Mm.
So my theory, and I have read this, so it's not completely my idea, is that when a person says they have nothing to wear, even though their wardrobe is full, they actually have nothing that represents how they want to show up in the world that day.
Yep, yep. I had a interesting journey in my own brain the other day about fashion and judgment and confidence, because we teach confidence in our workshops. I'm always thinking about different ways of making it real for people. And I've spoken to the kids about this over the last week. I don't think people buy fashion, they buy confidence.
Mm.
So I was telling the kids the other day, so let's just say everyone is wearing skinny jeans, yeah?
Yes.
So the whole world is wearing skinny jeans, that's the fashion. And if you walked up to a punter on the street and said, oh, I like those skinny jeans, here, I've got this nice new pair of flares, would you wear them? Most people would go, oh, no, they're ugly, right? Because they're not the current fashion.
Mm.
But then the very next week at the Paris Fashion Show or wherever.
Or on TikTok or an influencer.
They throw on a pair of flares, yeah? So big bell-bottom pants, right? And then they walk down the catwalk with their strut, you know, strutting from
swishing,
side to side.
Pushing the base of their pants.
Basically channeling every bit of confidence that they can have, because they quite frankly feel confident up there. That's what, otherwise they wouldn't look like that. And then the next week everyone's wearing flares.
Yes.
But they're not wearing flares. They bought that model's confidence.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's the original. And then everyone else starts to notice, oh, flares are
in
now.
It's like the Emperor's New
Clothes. Flares are in now. So they get rid of their skinny leg jeans and they start throwing on their flares, and then we wear flares for the next couple of decades, and then all of a sudden somebody throws some skinny jeans on the model. They walked, oh, look at that confidence. I can't believe she's wearing skinny jeans.
No, fashion turns over faster than that.
Yeah, I know. It's much faster now. I'm old, all right? This fast fashion stuff, this Zara stuff, I'm not aware of this. I'm still wearing clothes I had in the 80s, Michelle.
So am I.
Yeah.
Classics. You get your confidence. You call them classics.
But it goes back to the principle that people don't – well, this is my new principle. Well, people don't buy fashion, they buy confidence.
Yes.
And it's all to do with this fear of judgment that human beings have.
Okay. Speaking of that, let's talk Frank Green.
Okay.
Or the Stanley Cup.
What an experience that was. Yeah. So as speakers, we often get gifted stuff at the conferences. And one of the things I've always been gifted over the years, I don't know about you, Michelle, was drink bottles.
I love drink bottles.
I love a good drink bottle. Mm. And I've been gifted some beautiful drink bottles, some, you know, thermos style where they keep things cold or hot. And I have a bucket load of them. I have a cupboard full of them. We've got drawers full of branded drink bottles.
Yes.
And then last year, what happened?
Last year my daughter wasn't satisfied with any other drink bottle other than a Frank Green.
And it had to be a Frank Green.
It did. And she saved. She did all sorts of chores and tasks and asked for extra so that she could afford
But
this.
At first you said no.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, we've got bottles in the drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it had to be a front green.
That's right. And the water didn't taste as good. Yeah. Wouldn't be as hydrated because they weren't as large as the frank green that she had her eye on. Now, I refused to buy another drink bottle when we had perfectly serviceable drink bottles. I get it. It was just me, you know, saying no.
Yeah.
And anyway, I want to see how far this went. So she did. She worked her butt off to save the money to go and buy a frank green. And I think it was $80-something by the time she got it engraved and all the rest and bought the bumper.
She wasn't buying a frank green though, was she?
No, she wasn't.
She was buying confidence.
Yeah.
She was buying...
and community. Inclusion.
Inclusion. Mm. She was trying to be like everyone else.
Mm. Well, her school teachers had them. Mm. Her peers had them.
Yep.
Everybody had them. And she was the only person in the entire world who did not have a frank green drink bottle.
According to her, that's right. But then now you look around the world and it's new Stanley.
Stanley.
Gee, they had Stanley thermoses when I was
young. It's 110 years old, this cup.
Is it?
Yes. So it's not a new design. They come in new colours. But it's 110 years old.
They jumped on the bandwagon of frank green, didn't they?
Well, it's amazing marketing. The marketing team, they've completely reinvented and rebranded without changing the design, just
but
the
it
colour.
Is a vessel that holds water.
Or, yes, or liquid, yes.
But it had to be a frank green. Now it's got to be a Stanley. It's because everybody wants to be like everyone else.
I love the parodies.
Because what do we fear?
Yes, not fitting in.
Not fitting in. Judgment. That's right. That's what it is.
Right?
We're buying fashion for confidence so that we don't feel judged, so that we're like everyone else. We buy Frank Greens and Stanleys so that we fit in, so we're like everyone else. And this is a bit of a bugbear of mine that we don't grow out of it quickly enough.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
it starts in school.
Yes.
You know, you remember primary school or even preschool, right? Kids would turn up. In anything, you'd see a kid walking in with one gum boot and one high heel, and you know, and they've grabbed their mum's lipstick and drawn a picture on their face, and they walk in, check me out, and then they go to primary school and high school, and they just want to be like everyone else. Even the emos, who wanted to be nonconformist, all looked like each other.
Oh, well, that was me at art school.
Was
you know,
it?
We all dressed. Because we didn't want to conform to society, so we all dressed in black, but we were actually conforming to our non-conformity. That's right. It was silly.
Yeah. I mean, it's a natural human thing that we want to feel like we belong, because if you aren't belonging, there's safety in numbers. We like to feel safe in groups. We always lived in groups. We hung around in groups. We evolved in groups because there was safety in numbers. We're not big, fast, and tough like those dangerous animals out there, and the only way we survived as a species was to have this instinct of working together. And living together and belonging, and that's why, you know, human beings don't like to be judged, because if you're judged, you feel like you're separate to the group, and which means that it triggers the fight or flight response, because you're not safe anymore. That's where it all comes from.
So in order to release yourself from being captive by this you know, fashion and influences and having to usually buy the latest thing.
Which is useless because you already got something that functions at home.
That's right.
Yeah.
We do sound old now saying that.
But, yeah, we do. When I was a kid.
In order to get to overcome that,
you
really need to then stop fearing judgment.
Yeah, which is, we've had a whole podcast on this, confidence. Confidence is when, self-confidence is when you stop fearing the judgment of others. It's got nothing to do with what you're good at, your skills, your knowledge, your experience. It's basically when you stop fearing the judgment of others. It's the foundation of confidence. But regrettably, in high school, we want to be like everyone else because we fear judgment, which is a lack of confidence. And so we can't just go our own way. It's very rare to see somebody who'll just go their own way and just, what is it, buck the trend.
Yeah. You helped me the other week. I was thinking about, I had wanted to be included in a group and a professional group, and I put an application in, and I was excited about, you know, the possibility, and hadn't heard the outcome. And you said to me, well, you know, be excited that you applied and you got given the opportunity. But if it doesn't happen, they're not your group. Like, so don't worry. It's not the end of everything. It's just that's not your audience. That's not where you're meant to be at this time. And it's true. And often I think back about times where things haven't worked out exactly as I've planned or wanted them to. Mm. I've not got a job that I applied for, or, you know, I put a tender out for speaking and didn't get it. But it has always, and it's just that I think there's a Seinfeld episode where it's equal. Oh, it's the opposites actually with...
opposite day.
Yeah,
with
opposite with George and Elaine, they kind of switch out. But George was equal. If something bad happened to him, their replacement happened pretty well straight away, and or something better. And that's how I consider things that happen. And I tell my kids this: if something doesn't happen the way that you wanted, it's because something better will come along, and it always does. I cannot think of an example where it has not.
Well, when it hasn't.
When it hasn't come, been better than what I originally, you know, wanted.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, when things aren't going your way, at the other end of that is something going your way.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to last forever.
No, not at all.
Unless you're one of those people, the doomsdayers, who can't see the positive in anything.
Well, we try and instill in the kids that, you know, stop fearing this fear of judgment.
Yeah.
And what if you did something completely different? You might actually be the trendsetters.
That's it.
Be the ones who start the new fashion or the new trend.
Or Audi ice cream day.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about that. All right. So I'm trying to get all of the kids to not worry so much, not fear the judgment of other people. So everyone in the family owns an Audi. Now, an Audi is not a fashion statement. An Audi is a blanket with sleeves that's fur lined. It's got a hood and it's for comfort. It's not a fashion statement.
Very, very popular during COVID.
Yep.
Work from home outfit.
Yep. Yep.
And you could, because the neck's so large, you could just kind of slip it down during a Zoom call.
Yep.
So it was around your waist. And then as soon as the Zoom call was over, you slip it back on and cut down on your heating bills.
Now, I've heard people, I've seen and spoken to people who, when you mention Audi, screw up their noses. How could you possibly wear one of those?
It's in the same realm as Crocs.
Crocs. No, the Crocs are back in. You might tease people with Crocs, but they're fashionable again. Everything comes around in circles. Flare jeans are coming back. Anyway, so we said to the kids just recently, we can go up to the ice cream parlour, but you can only have an ice cream if you wear an Audi. And the look on their faces, like, go out in public in these things? Even though we've gone for walks late at night after dinner with these Audions down the park, but there's hardly anyone down there. But now they're up on the main street of the ice cream parlour. So I'm trying to create this new fashion, this new trend that people in our suburb go and get ice cream during winter. Go and get ice cream at night, after dinner, go for a walk, go and get a nice scoop of ice cream from the ice cream store up on the main street wearing an Audi. Basically saying, I don't care what I look like. I'm warm. I do not fear the judgment of others. And I won't mention his name or who he is, but I spoke to a friend who, when I mentioned that we go for a walk in the Audis, what? You go for a walk in your Audi? Okay, yeah. Why would you do that? I said, because you wouldn't. And he went, what? I said, because you don't have the confidence to do it. Oh, I'm not stupid enough to look like that. That's again because you don't have the confidence to do it. Oh, I'm plenty confident. You're insecure because you worry about what people think about you. You wouldn't wear it because you'd fear their judgment. And you go, oh, he couldn't understand what I was saying. But I'm basically saying to him, the reason why you wouldn't do it is because you fear judgment. Look at you in your nice shoes and your nice car and your nice house and all that sort of stuff. You're basically saying, I need people to think well of me so I wouldn't wear those Audi things. But that's exactly what I'm trying to teach the kids. We shouldn't fear what other people think.
Well, that also leads us on to that you're actually not judging others, you're judging yourself through others, which we speak about a fair bit, but it's...
Well, it's now in a few of our courses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So try this on for size. This is hard for people to get their head around. I've had so many people kind of push back a little bit on this, that we are not judging anyone. We are judging ourselves through them. So nobody judges you. They judge themselves through you.
So, I say to people, have you ever said out loud or thought, I would never wear that when somebody walks past? Yeah. For example, our mate with the hoodie, I would never wear that.
Yep.
So even just the statement, I would never wear that.
Yeah.
So the fact that someone else is wearing it, you're not actually judging them. It's the fact that you yourself would never wear that.
Yeah, so, you're judging yourself through them.
Mm.
And I don't know if we've done this example in the podcast, but I'll repeat it. There's nothing wrong with repeating things. I was running a leadership course, and when I got into the room, there was a screen at the front and a table about a meter and a half in front of that in the middle of the room. And then the chairs were set up in a semicircle. And I'm looking at it going, oh, I don't like where that table is. It's kind of blocking the front. So I went to move it, but it was bolted to the ground. Who bolts a desk? Anyway, so there was only a little bit of space in the front of the desk where the screen was, between the screen and the desk. And then there was a big space in front of the desk where the chairs were. So I thought, oh, I'm not going to stand up the back there. There's not enough space. So I walked around in front of the desk. And so the desk is behind me, and then the students are sitting in kind of like a semicircle around me. There was no, they didn't have desks. And the lady who set up the room, she looked at me and she said, why aren't you standing up the front? Why aren't you standing up there? And it was the perfect timing because we're teaching confidence in this leadership course. And I said to her, if you were doing the training, where would you stand? She said, up there. And I said, you're judging me, aren't you? And she went, No. And I said, that's okay. I said, where would you stand if you were doing the training? She said, up there on the other side of the desk.
Behind the desk.
Yeah. I said, and because I'm not standing up there, you're feeling a bit uncomfortable, aren't you? She went, I don't know if I'd use those words. That's what you would do and I'm not doing what you would do. So it's making you question things. And she went, yeah. I said, it's okay. You're not judging me. You're judging yourself through me. And she went, no, I'm judging you. And I went, no, you're not. You're judging yourself through me. And she said, I don't get it. And I said, well, you need me to be standing up the front, which is what you would do. You need me to be up there so that you feel comfortable about what you would do. The fact that I'm not doing what you would do makes you feel a bit uncomfortable. So you're not judging me. You're judging yourself through me. And she said, I don't get it. I said, you will later. And then anyway, at the end of the workshop, she came up to me and she said, I get it. I said, what's changed? She said, yeah, it's like when you say to somebody, oh, I wouldn't wear that. Yeah, you're saying, I wouldn't wear that. If that was me wearing that, I would be judging myself.
Mm, so she was saying, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. And so that's really what it is. No one's judging you. They're judging themselves through you. And if you can put that into your head and let that resonate for a while, geez, it frees you up.
Mm.
Yeah. So when somebody is looking at you and you're wearing an hoodie in an ice cream parlor and they're screwing up their nose at themselves. What they're basically showing you is, I am insecure, and you, what you're wearing and being confident in it is making me feel insecure. So just leave it with them. Don't worry. Don't bring on their insecurity onto you.
Mm.
Yeah.
When we were talking about doing this podcast, it got me thinking about the goals that people set, and I have been guilty of this, where it's not based necessarily on what I want out of life and like deep down rooted what I want in life. It's what the judgment. So, for example, a car of a certain brand or a certain position, you know, to be, and in flying it was chief pilot, which I became, and then I wanted to become captain, and then you know, try for training captain, etc. after that. So it's always reaching for the next thing, which is great that you're striving. However, it wasn't based necessarily on, and I'm admitting this truthfully, that
we
it
all
wasn't,
go through this.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily based on what I truly wanted. It was what I thought was expected. And also the not only expected, but to get the kudos from my peers, my friends, my ego could be stroked, you know, certain, and you see it, people buy certain labels in clothing and accessories and
guilty as charged.
but it's that thing of, do you do it because you truly like and appreciate that particular item, or could you get the same thing cheaper that is as functional, but if it had no label or a cheap label on it would, you know, in amongst your peers, you'd fear the judgment of them, oh, they can't afford it, or they're not successful because they only have Kmart or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's a wisdom age thing that
it is. You get to
it's now like, you know, I don't care. It's if it's functional. That's right. Yeah. And I think finally I've got the confidence, finally, where I'm not fearing the judgment of others. I'm willing to put myself out there to say things, feel things, do things, wear things that aren't the norm, necessarily following the fashion, and you know, maybe even not doing something even though it's expected.
Doesn't it feel good?
Oh, it does. Oh, just the judgment.
The freedom. Yeah.
Yeah.
And growing up a shy, insecure person most of my life, my biggest fear was what other people thought.
Mm.
It is such a freeing concept to no longer fear the judgment of others.
Mm.
And it reminds me of another thing that we teach, that what is criticism?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a label.
It's a label. Yeah. So for example, if you said to me, Guy, I don't like that t-shirt, that isn't criticism. That's just information coming from you to me. It only becomes criticism when I get out my little sticker book and I find the one that says criticism and I put that sticker on what you've just said. Oh, Michelle just criticized me. So it's up until that point, it was just information. It was just information about feedback or just knowledge. It's just information about what you think about this t-shirt. So you're saying, I don't like that t-shirt. That's just Michelle doesn't like this t-shirt. But it only turns into criticism when I put a label, a sticker on it that says, I was criticized. Shakespeare, there is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. That was in Hamlet, I found out the other day. I've always been quoting that. I didn't know which of his plays it was in. But yeah, it's just a label we stick on things. We have so much more control over this fear of judgment than I realised growing up. It doesn't need to be.
I know. If I could rewind, not that I want to at all, but the knowledge and the wisdom of, and getting to the stage, and again, I'm old.
We're old now.
Getting to the stage where really you shed all of that expectation, the needing to conform, the needing for approval.
I love those memes. I've got zero fucks to give. Yeah. Are we allowed to say that word?
I don't know.
We did. We're going to have to put in a language warning on this one now. I think that's the first time we've used the F word.
I have heard our first episode.
Was it?
Someone was shocked that I saw. Okay.
Really? Yeah. Were they judging you, Michelle?
Maybe.
Was that criticism?
It wasn't criticism. No. They were just information.
It was information until we label it as criticism. This is something I've been working on personally for a long time, just remove the fear of judgment, because that's what true confidence is. Confidence is when you stop fearing the judgment of others and being shy, sensitive, as I keep repeating, I was. It was a journey. It was challenging. It was really challenging to overcome my insecurities and my shyness and all the things that kind of held me back early on in life. I was getting good at stuff when I was young, but I did not have any confidence because I feared the judgment of others constantly.
Well, detaching feedback from ego is huge, but I'm a work in progress. I still, someone says something and if I start to feel like they're attacking me personally or my ego, I sit with it for a bit my way is I write as bullet points or a list and reframe it as feedback. So I need to externally write that down.
Yeah.
But once you've done it, then, you know, you can have your 10-minute hissy fit or emotional whatever, sulk. Actually look at it and go, oh, hang on, it's not about me.
Yeah.
Or it's something I did. Yes, I take it, you know, ownership of that. But it can either be repaired, improved, or it's a lesson or whatever. It's feedback.
It's a journey. I'll never get there. I'll never get to the point where I no longer ever fear the judgment of others. And it's really important to clarify that we're not saying that you stop caring.
Oh, no, that's right. No.
It's about stop
caring about others.
Yeah.
You stop Yeah.
Care deeply, do not fear judgment.
Correct.
Because if you care deeply, then you're open to listening to other people's ideas. You're open to seeing it from their perspective. You're not going to be labeling things as criticism. You're going, oh, I care about your opinion. Tell me more about your opinion, even though if traditionally you would have called it criticism. Because if you don't care, you're disregarding. If you're disregarding, you're lacking compassion and you're probably arrogant as well. And so it's important for people to realize we're not saying stop caring about what other people think. We're saying don't fear what other people think, because there is a very, very big difference between somebody who doesn't care and somebody who doesn't fear. Somebody who doesn't care disregards others and they look down on others. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being more like Muhammad Ali. He was supremely arrogant about his ability to box, but he wasn't a better person because of it. He was a humble and compassionate human being.
That's the sort of empathetic.
That's the sort of character that we want to move towards, where you don't fear the judgment of others, but you care deeply about everyone.
I like in some of the workshops you run, and you invite people to listen to our podcast, and you say, take a listen, and if we're shit, don't listen.
It seems to work. We look on the website and people are click, 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 click all afternoon.
It's all over the world, yes.
It is. We're getting so much feedback around the world. So to everyone who's listening overseas and people that we've never met in person, thank you so much for joining our crew of listeners and the feedback that we're getting. Thank you so much. It makes this even more fun for Michelle and I, because the reason why we do this is that we think the world will be a better place when we all become our best selves.
Absolutely.
And we're hoping to pass on wisdom that we've acquired from other people.
And we want to keep acquiring from other people. So if you have amazing ideas or some little rule that you do have in your life, please let us know.
Yeah, none of this wisdom is ours. If we can quote Einstein and Newton, that I love, I don't know which one said this, but they both said something along the same lines. If I have seen further, it's because I stood on the shoulders of the giants who came before us. This is not our knowledge. This is just wisdom we've collected and we're passing it on.
That's right. Repackaging it.
Yes. I like that one. That was fun.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Thanks, Guy.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
You're such a clown.
The clown. Captain.
Lady Captain. Lady.
And who's going to listen to this? Maybe our mums.
Thanks, Mum.